connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
There, kids. Welcome back. And first-timers, love you, mean it. Share and rate and comment when you're through the podcast. Do appreciate that very much. Helps us survive another day. On the podcast, of course, Matt and Ramona, we have producers Eric and Squatch. They are here as well. You'll hear their voices because at some point they usually get picked on a bit. Maybe. Not picked on. That's not a good way.
No, that's
the
a deal.
The abuse spins and it lands you on them.
No, my co-worker Eric yesterday
on the ice cream one, the ice cream podcast. If you haven't listened to that, it's a tasty treat. And
I am a tasty treat.
You like to tell yourself that.
I've been told that.
Okay,
I'm trying to redeem myself on here today. I'm here for it.
It's not really made fun of. I think it's just people reveal themselves to what they are.
No, you're not going to go past that. No, I'm not going to allow you to do it.
And then we run with it.
Yeah, run with a mile.
But you shouldn't worry about it, because I think it's Squatch's turn today. We did a story on foods you shouldn't eat on a first date.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was done, the survey in Britain. So some of the things on here, they have seafood on here, which, you know, depending on where you live in the country, that might not be an option for you. But oysters was number one. And then mussels.
I'm thinking fishy breath.
Is that why you think? I thought maybe it was you're slurping on the shell and sometimes putting your finger in there and disconnecting the little mussel there. Whatever.
I don't ever slurp from the shell.
You don't slurp from the shell?
I disconnect.
But you disconnect it, but you eat it. But you take it out. You don't slurp from the shell?
No, I don't slurp from the shell.
Do you guys slurp from the shell?
I don't eat seafood.
Really?
Yeah, it's not a
Squatch?
Thing
not eat seafood?
I think I tried oysters one time.
Yeah, but you slurp it? He thinks
you
he tried.
Because we had to put hot sauce.
Yeah, hot sauce.
I think it was like a little bit of onions. Guac or something like that. We mixed it in there.
Yeah.
Guac?
It was. I don't know if it was actually guac, but we had to mix some stuff in there.
Horseradish.
No. Absolutely not.
What's wrong with horseradish? Horseradish is awesome.
Horseradish is disgusting.
He prefer guac, so.
I never heard oyster guac, but okay.
Me either, but okay.
I got a video of it, too, but we had to slurp it, eat it.
Slurred it. So you're a slurper. oysters, mussels, sushi. I'm not sure why that's on there, but you think that has something to do with odor, but I don't think sushi.
Yeah.
I think you could eat.
I think it's not something to do with odor. I think it has everything to do with odor.
If you were blindfolded, Ramona, and you had 10 guys, and one guy ate sushi and no one else did, I don't think you'd be able to pick the sushi guy out if you made out with him.
I know that I would be turned off by fishy breath.
But I don't think it'd be fishy after eating sushi. I think it's mainly...
What do you think sushi is?
It is, but it's not strong enough to make you smell like fish.
Okay.
I don't think...
Believe what you believe, sir.
So that's on
Keep
there.
On believing.
Ribs is on there. I got it. That's
messy.
You had it. You've seen
it. Yeah, I've seen ribs go horribly wrong. I've seen chicken wings go horribly wrong.
Can you lick your arm if you're on a date?
Wow. You already know the answer to that question. There's no.
Butter dripping down, I guess.
That's why you have napkins.
Lobster's on there.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Wings, which we'll get to in a minute. Corn on the cob. Yeah. Garlic bread. It doesn't make your breath smell that bad. A little bit of garlic.
Garlic.
Yeah.
I mean, how garlicky is it?
Garlic's okay and fishy's okay.
A piece of... A slice of one little garlic bread. I don't think it's going to ruin your breath.
Matt Harris, I have worked with you for...
Yes, but I ate a lot.
Pretty much my entire adult life. And I can tell you right now...
Not one piece.
When you have had anything garlic...
It's lots of garlic.
A little piece of garlic bread, sauce with garlic in it, it sticks with you, sir.
I have garlic.
I say this because I love you. It sticks with...
One little slice.
Is broccoli on the list?
No, but spaghetti is on the list, which Eric said.
I don't think broccoli should be on that list.
It can get messy.
Yeah, it can get messy.
And crab is on the list.
But broccoli's not on the list?
No one wants crabs on their first date.
It's not?
No, broccoli? Why is broccoli? Because it sticks to your teeth?
Yeah, people get green stuff in their teeth all the time on the after they eat broccoli.
People are concerned about what happens when they eat broccoli, that wouldn't deter me.
No, I wouldn't bother me. Plus, I could say, hey, wanted me to take that broccoli out of your teeth with my tongue? Would that be sexy?
Oh, wow. I've always wanted that guy who offered to be my dental floss.
Has eaten free chewed,
I'll be your toothpick, baby.
I'm a little speechless. I don't know if he's disgusted or turned on.
Be disgusted. Please disgusted. Be disgusted.
Eating free chewed food like a baby bird.
I have standards. Be disgusted.
So on the list was the one that jumped out to Squatch was chicken wings. He says that's not a problem because he'll get boneless wings.
Oh.
Tragic.
Eric and Ramona thinks
that's not a problem because I order chicken nuggets.
It's a total failure.
I'll just order some chicken nuggets with a juice box on the side.
Right. It just speaks a lot more to
maturity.
Yes.
Maturity.
I don't know.
Chicken nuggets on a date.
Boneless wings is better than chicken fingers, right?
Either one of them is
the same thing.
Okay.
What was the response online? We got Christy saying, when I said the question was, ladies, would you judge a man who ordered boneless wings on a first date? Christy says,
now, in Squatch's defense, or maybe not in his defense, we asked him to put up a poll.
That's true.
About this.
Yes.
And instead of putting up the poll the way we asked him to, he tried to put it up in a way that would be more favorable to him.
Right. Which was, I'm trying to even find if it probably disappeared because I think it was
because he asked if it was okay to order boneless wings on a date.
I'm having to find. I have to give Squatch my phone to see if he can find how he worded, I think, just straight up.
Yeah. But that's not the question. Is how do women feel about men who order chicken nuggets on a date?
Grown ass men. Yeah.
Right.
And so he just wrote a generic. Did you even get it? Did I even get any answers on it?
I did.
How many?
56 said yes and 53 people said no. So
split. But they were taking it. But I saw some of the comments.
But once again, that
saying,
is not the question.
Yeah.
And even then, even though you tried to word it favorably, you only got 50% of people saying it was okay at all.
Right.
A let alone when a man does it on a date.
Exactly.
We are double standards. I agree.
Sometimes double standards are okay.
Ladies, when you judge a man who ordered boneless wings in a first date, Christy says, absolutely judge him and not favorably. Rita says, you mean chicken nuggets? That's right after your own heart, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, that's what boneless wings are. Boneless wings are chicken nuggets that got sauced in the kitchen versus dipping them at your table. That's the difference.
Mm. John says he's not a lady. He's only gay, but still there's a problem because he'd like to keep his dude card.
Okay.
Emily says I'd rather them eat regular wings with a knife and fork. I'd rather them do that than eat regular wings with a knife and fork. That freaks me out. Does that bother?
Wings with a knife and fork, you're trying too hard to be bougie.
Yes, I agree. I'd rather...
You're trying way too hard. Chicken wings are an acceptable finger food. Eat them with your fingers.
Sometimes I will rip it apart with a weapon, but not eat it necessarily.
Wait, what?
Just stab them in the middle so you can rip it apart sometimes if it's hot. I don't feel like waiting. Brandy says, I judge
just
a man.
So many issues with him. It just doesn't
make
sense.
We can't
sense.
Stop down for that. You got to keep moving.
Brandy says, I judge a man that took me to a wing place on a first date. Maybe a teenager?
Yeah,
or college date?
I mean, did he ask me out at his Chuck E. Cheese birthday party? And my parents or his parents are dropping us off.
Yep.
I mean, what's happening here? Are we 7? Is this where we're going after our junior high school dance?
Yes.
All acceptable there. But in the dating world, where you are a man who wants to be seen as desirable by a woman.
Mm-hmm. Brandy not only does Brandy say, it might be okay as a teenage date or a college date, but still, I'm judging. Even then. Sarah says she's judging you. Definitely judging you, but if you went with ranch instead of blue cheese, she's doubling down on judgment.
So are you ranch or blue cheese?
I'm ranch. Blue cheese is nasty.
Oh, gosh. I don't want you to be that guy, Squatch. I want you to be better than him.
Basic guy, right?
No.
I'm okay with ranch, but you get ranch and blue
cheese. This is way too basic. It's way too 7th grade.
Who eats blue cheese?
Oh, my gosh.
Blue cheese. Sabrina had an interesting take. She says... my hubs is a beard, and I'd much prefer a first date with no food left in the beard at the end of the night. That's her. She didn't even answer the question.
Apparently,
her husband has been walking around
with food in his beard.
In his beard.
That's all she cares about.
Andrew's good job amazing. Here. Andrew says, "Did we just leave the retirement home to get him?"
Sheesh.
And Crystal says, "Am I going to judge him specifically? No, but he's going to have to sit there and listen to me bitch about him calling." Chicken nuggets, boneless wings.
Thank you.
Yes.
Because that's exactly what they are.
And you know what, Squatch? That's how you know you're on a date with a good woman. If she says, listen, these are not boneless wings. These are chicken nuggets. You keep her, okay? If you manage to get her to the restaurant and you get to the point of ordering your boneless wings and she has a straight talk with you about the fact that you are a grown man eating chicken nuggets in a restaurant, you keep her. You keep her. She's a second date girl.
You have very high hopes for that because in that whole scenario, the only thing I saw was her giving that talk and then getting up.
Okay.
Because there's no way she's going to have a speech with
him. There are some fixers out there. I used to be one. There are some fixers out there.
Well, yeah. I hope he finds one because if I got to have the conversation with you about it, I'm out.
Right?
Like, and before I even get to the conversation about it, I'm thinking about being out. Yeah. It's just too much. Right?
Like, yes.
22.
You're not even giving the guy some hope.
Big ass chicken nuggets.
Some hope, man.
What hope for what?
You know, there's hope that there's a woman who will upgrade him.
Yeah.
And if not, they're the 50% that's on Instagram complaining about a man because they're the ones that chose a man that eats chicken nuggets on date.
You're going to wind up on someone's TikTok.
I interestingly found
for all
this,
the wrong reasons. Gosh.
All of them.
And I still stand by.
Oh, no.
We know.
He's standing by. He's doubling down.
Here's what happened. I found this article on food Americans would order on a first date. And number 8 is chicken wings. How is it on?
You have to be going to a chicken.
Right.
Maybe you're going to a chicken joint.
Because they like pizza, burger, salad, steak, ice cream, lasagna.
Salad?
On their list. And a chocolate brownie. What's a chocolate brownie? You can't put chocolate. All these are entrees, and then you have chocolate brownie? That's a weird survey there, people.
That is
but
weird.
So some people think it's okay. Now, the other thing I found weird in this was about the people that would eat off of your plate. And I think we are both in agreement that
this is
outrageous.
Are these toddlers and you're training them not to?
No, I'm not training. I mean,
because I've seen toddlers, little babies. You have them on your lap. They reach into your plate. And you have to teach them not to do that.
But like 25% say they would be annoyed. So that means like 75% of people are like, he just reached over and grabbed my French fry.
It'd just be all in my plate. No.
How is that possible?
And we're not in a relationship. Even if we don't know. I was going to say we're not in a relationship.
First meeting.
First meeting, and you're in my plate.
In your plate.
And I haven't invited you.
No invite.
To stab something
it's
on my
stealing.
Plate. You are just, ooh, look, I'd like to have some of your French fries.
Hell no.
You draw back a nub.
You draw back a nub. Don't take that. Yeah, I don't. There's no way. They say.
That's rude.
And they say for some reason, after 5 weeks, then it's acceptable to steal food off the plate.
What?
You know when it's acceptable? What? When I lift up my plate off the table and hold it toward you. That's when it's acceptable.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm with you.
Right.
Yeah, if you ask
you
for
have
it,
to
cool.
Ask.
But then
and
also,
I prefer you not ask. I prefer you wait for me to offer. And I'm going to offer.
I'm not going to offer.
That's
the
I'm
thing.
Not going to offer. Probably.
I'm not going to offer.
I generally
you.
Will offer, like, ooh, this is really good. You want to try some?
Ramona, you have a good heart. These two are selfish.
Shut up, chicken nuggets.
Here's the problem. I'm not selfish. My problem is I don't need to say to Amy, do you want to try this? Because she's probably tried them both and picked the best one.
But see, you have a different situation, though. You've been with this woman for how long?
Yeah, a long dang time.
Exactly. Like, if she decides to steal something off your plate, what you going to do? What are you going to
steal?
What are you going
to
do?
And I go, like, hey, I don't really feel like thinking. So then she orders two things and she figures out what she likes the best and keeps it.
Exactly. But this right. But this scenario, the stealing of food.
I like the way you resigned yourself to it. You're such a martyr.
Right.
It's too much thinking going on. Sometimes I'm like, I'm a hectic and I'm looking at them. I don't really know what I want. Oh, you want to split? Oh, sure, whatever.
Right. See, for me, with my ex, he used to steal food all the time. I just got used to it simply because.
Without asking?
No. Because it just didn't bother me as much. But you know what does bother me? Taking my drink. Now, that kind of pissed me off. It was like...
I'm kind of glad we're talking about an ex here.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's just...
Boundaries!
There are certain boundaries. Things that are more easily tried, like a French fry or something, than, let's say, soup.
And so even if you're trying a fry, I want you to say, hey, can I get one of those fries?
Even if you're married?
Yes.
Nah, I'm good.
Yes, can
it's
I get
just,
one of those fries?
It's just
fries?
Not that deep for me, especially if you already offer something else after dinner, okay? I'm going to let you have whatever you want off of my plate.
Listen, like, I still want to ask.
I'm a fat girl in recovery. You're not getting on my plate without asking.
You got to ask, I think.
You better ask.
I mean, that's not a big deal.
And like I said, I'm going to offer, but before you reach all in my are you kidding me?
I get it. It's just,
again, if somebody says, can I have a fry, it's different than them.
Your fingers.
If can I have a fry is different than saying, can I have a spoonful of your potatoes or something, or can I have a. Because a fry is like, that's the kind of thing that's almost shareable.
Yeah.
But if you're going like,
a fry, a wing, easily shareable. Something that people. Yeah.
So if you have a
fingers.
Burger and they ask, can I have a bite of your burger?
Come on.
Don't ask.
Come on.
You have to be offered that one. I think you can ask.
And the thing also about a burger, even when you try to give someone your burger and you're trying to cut it in half, it messes up your whole burger vibe. You
know who said anything about cutting?
Well, I'm saying.
Oh, no, you're not just letting them bite into your burger, are you? First date or something?
Wait, that's what we got to differentiate. Okay, is it a first date? Or are we talking about somebody we've already been on dates with?
Even if it's my wife, I think I'm still cutting it.
You're cutting your wife?
I'm cutting the burger.
Oh.
It's weird to bite into.
Yeah,
it.
It's weird.
I just don't mind.
Because you got to palm the whole thing and everything. Like, no.
I don't know.
She's a germ freak.
Maybe I'm disgusting because it's just, I mean, once we've already done all this other stuff, it just doesn't matter to
all
me.
All bets are off.
I don't know. I guess I don't have any boundaries when it comes to sharing my food with a lover.
It's just a bit. No, but it's just like it's
burger
just a bite. If you want to keep it together, maybe.
I've already kissed you and had
sex.
It's
not about germs
it
or anything.
If
it's
you
about,
bite my burger.
No, it's not the germs or the slopping of spit. It's just the circumference and the everything. the perfect mix of Because we don't have the adhesive condiments that I want to invent yet.
No, you're still working on
that. All
hell's
breaking loose.
Wait, what?
Don't get him started.
What is that?
He's an inventor who invents weird things in his brain. He's been doing it for years.
I'm quite interested.
Real quick, ketchup, mustard, whatever, it's adhesive. So when you use it on a hamburger, every bite is going to be the same amount because it's like glue. So it doesn't slide all around on the bun.
For literally for 20 years, he's wanted to invent ketchup glue.
I'm close.
And mustard glue.
But the texture of that, wouldn't that be all like?
I'm gonna invent it where you won't even notice. rate and comment on the podcast and share it. That's really cool too. Or hit us up on the Matt and Ramona Facebook page with your thoughts. We will chat again soon, my friends.